With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 8 minutes past eight. Millions of children and teenagers in Australia have begun losing their access to social media accounts today after a world first ban has come into effect, blocking online access for users under 16. And Dr. Danielle Einstein, the Sydney-based clinical psychologist who laid out the evidence for the ban in Australia in her Einstein report and her latest co-authored book, Raising Anxiety, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Danielle. Tell us the rationale behind this that convinced Australia to do it, because the whole world is watching Australia today.
This is the first step, Kira, in a multi-layered approach that we've got to take to what's going on with social media and mental health. So social media itself has been undermining mental health. It's destructive to the way teens, especially young teenagers, actually feel about themselves. It's poisoning their communities. It's changing the school environment. And unfortunately, it's also having an impact on brain development. So this is about protecting children.
Okay. On a practical level, we've been told up until this Australian move, that this was going to be very difficult to do and very difficult to achieve. But it looks like Australian kids are being locked out of their accounts from today.
Yes, well, so the way that this is working is that the platforms have been asked to take reasonable steps to put age assurance technology in place so that teens can't be on they can't own accounts. Okay, it doesn't stop absolutely every addictive use of technology or looking at every element of social media. So there's still a lot of parenting that needs to come into play, and it is a time where parents in Australia are all talking about social media and its effects on mental health and what age do they want their children actually to be on. So this is now a discussion that's happening at every summer barbecue.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is some fantastic preparation in the lead up. So we've actually seen schools no longer give YouTube accounts, for example, automatically if the school was a Google school. And we've seen new companies step in to show teens how they're actually being exploited by social media. So we're seeing really good things happening.
I'm sure in Australia, no different to the rest of the world and to Ireland, there was a debate about the merits of this. Not everyone thinks this is the right approach. What do you say to people who say we should be regulating, I suppose, social media platforms rather than excluding under 16s?
It's not an either or. We need to do many things. So we still need duty of care regulation. Minimum age is just something for those who are under 16 because their prefrontal cortex is not fully developed yet. They still have another 8 to 10 years to go before they can really think through the consequences of their actions and before they really understand how other people are reacting to them. There's jealousy at play. And what we've seen is cyberbullying just escalate out of control and school refusal as a result. So it's we just need to do so many things at the moment to help our young people get a handle on what's healthy, what's the best way to calm themselves down, what's the best way to interact with other people. And our teenagers are going to be exploring that, and you'll hear about it in the next few months.
And maybe lastly, Danielle, how is this being received in Australia? Are parents happy? What are teenagers saying?
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, it's being received extremely well by parents. Parents wanted this to happen, as I did as well. And with teenagers, it's so interesting because there's a mix of responses. And what you'll see is teenagers kind of a bit resigned to it. Some of them are understandably not happy about it. But I think what we're going to see is that the teenagers that are sort of 10 to 12 or 13 are about to benefit in a big way, and we will see that down the track. Those who are 14 and 15, I think what we're seeing is they're all discussing and reflecting on their social media use, and doctors and psychologists are now, it's now legitimate to talk with everyone. Oh, how many hours have you been on today? And look at someone's phone. Oh, 3.5? Oh, 5? Oh, okay. And you're here for anxiety or you're here for depression. Let's talk about that. Let's see how this is interacting. So what we're going to see is generally a change in attitude, and that's what we've already seen, and we're changing norms. So irrespective of whether some students are able to get around it, we're seeing changes, and we are going to lead the way in this around the world.
And thank you for that. Indeed, that was Dr. Danielle Einstein, the Sydney-based clinical psychologist who laid out the evidence for that social media ban that has come into effect in Australia today. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Stephen Bowen, Executive Director of Amnesty International, because Amnesty International have described this landmark ban as an ineffective quick fix. Stephen, what do you mean by that?
Good morning, Kira. Yes, we do think this is the wrong approach. It's out of step with the realities of a generation that lives both on and offline. And the most effective way to protect our young people online is to force the social media platforms to create safe products. The problem of an outright ban is it infringes young people's right to access information, to have the right to freedom of expression online and to take part in the digital town square. We've got no doubt that social media is creating harms. Amnesty International has drawn attention to that many times. But the approach of an outright ban simply puts a burden on young people rather than fixing the problem at root cause.
Okay, I don't know if you could hear what Dr. Daniel Einstein, who's the clinical psychologist behind this ban, said there or not. I'm not entirely sure, Stephen, if you could. But she said it isn't either or when I asked her about, you know, why do this rather than regulate. And she said it isn't either or. We need to do both. Yes, regulate the social media platforms. Yes, try and deal with things like harmful algorithms, but also protect young people. And I suppose the question for you is, does their right to access social media and an online world trump their need to be protected from what we know is established harms?
Well, I think their right to access information, to connect together and to take part in the...
They can still access information outside the social media platforms.
Online and together, it's a really important human right for young people at a critical age. And I think it's very worrisome that we don't feel we can properly regulate social media to stop them using their relentless pursuit of engagement to drive profits rather than forcing social media platforms to create safe products. We have been warning of this for.
So you don't accept the either or, that it's not either or, it should be both argument. I mean, there are other things we protect young people from. We protect them from drinking alcohol below a certain age. We protect them from smoking cigarettes. We protect them from watching certain films, maybe over 18 films, because we believe that they are too young to be able to safely do so. Is this not the same argument that we would use for social media? I know you're saying that they live online and offline, but that's a relatively recent thing. Up until recently, young people did not live online, and they won't be prevented from living online. They'll just access it a little bit later.
Well, Amnesty International says that this is likely to be ineffective because young people are likely to find a way around this anyway, and then they're doing it in secret, and that's even more risky. And the thing that we need to achieve is a pathway to a digitally safe world where all users are not exposed to harmful products. The problem here is that social media platforms use a surveillance-based business model which harvests information, exploits data, and they pursue that without enough attention to safety. We need regulators and governments to pressure social media.
Yeah, and I think that's, I'm not arguing that point with you, Stephen. I agree with you, and I think the EU in particular are looking at ways of doing that. But that doesn't answer the question about whether or not it is a good idea to have an age restriction on social media, because some people are just simply too young to deal with it. And it isn't always about harmful algorithms. Things like WhatsApps are rife with things like cyberbullying.
Well, the report that Amnesty International produced just a couple of weeks ago on the toxic nature of TikTok, our global campaign to make TikTok safe, received 170,000 signatures worldwide. And we presented it here in TikTok to try and force social media platforms to change their algorithms. Which we
Stephen,
all
you
know
keep going back to the same point you're making, and you're not dealing with the question I'm asking you. I'm saying, we've heard from the clinical psychologist that was had the evidence that is why Australia brought it in. She said it isn't either or. So I'm accepting the algorithms need to change. I'm asking you to deal with the question of whether or not an age restriction is a good idea. Let's say we have changed the algorithms. Let's park that, because that's not what's happening today. And I'm agreeing that that needs to change. Deal with the issue that an age restriction will still help some children and protect some children from harm.
Well, young people do have a right to express themselves online, access information and participate in the digital town square. And social media does provide benefits such as inclusion, connection, creativity, learning and so on. And I think to ban young people outright from that until the age of 16 is not the right approach.
All right.
It's a burden on young people when actually the action should be elsewhere.
All
we
right.
do need to protect our young people, but we need to protect their human rights as well.
All right. A new human right there, that one on me, the right to social media. But look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Stephen Bowen, Executive Director of Amnesty International. Let us know what you think about that. As a parent, as a young person, if you're listening, as a teacher, I'd love to know what people think. This is a huge change in Australia. What do you make of it? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.